baby on Ken Levitan. Only gonna do 20 shows. Hunting season told you so. He gone fishing. There he goes. There he goes. There he goes.
You got it. Farm Song, Hank Williams Jr. Kicking things off here. It's the Ag Show. Beautiful day. Awesome weather. It's warm. It's like springtime once again. Feeling like summer almost. And there's still vegetables coming in from the fields. There are veggies galore. All the root crops. Still a few out there. Saw some greens underneath plastic out there in the fields, too. Stuff coming in. It's amazing. It's amazing that we have food coming in this late in the year. Really wonderful. I'm pretty psyched, actually. I picked up my first winter share. I announced it last week in Wednesday morning and realized I totally had the day wrong. And luckily, they gave me a wonderful reminder. So it was last Wednesday night from Sparrowbush Farm. The winter share there, it's pretty incredible. If it's not too late, I would urge everyone to try to contact their local CSA and see if there are any winter shares available. I know Roxbury Farm probably has that possibility up there, which involves meat, root crops. I think most folks do it like every 2 weeks between November and, you know, March or April, and you get a substantial amount of winter vegetables. It's a way to eat locally during the winter, to try to eat seasonally. And since we don't have root cellars anymore, it's hard to fit everything in your fridge. It's really good that these farms are able to store it for us and disperse it accordingly. So anyhow, big shout out to the CSAs and all their winter shares. Let's see, today is Monday the 12th. Yesterday was Armistice Day, and folks probably don't realize that it was the day that a treaty was signed to end World War I, supposedly the war to end all wars, which did not work out. But it's now called Veterans Day in the United States. It takes place on the Monday. It's a federal holiday. So, good to always remember that and to remember to work for peace is the ultimate goal, in my humble opinion. To work for peace. So on this Veterans Day, it's to remember all victims of war, all those who have been involved in war, all the casualties. Very important to envision a peaceful future. So that's my little Veterans Day piece. Maybe I'll even play a song, veteran from a vet, a friend of mine who I actually met up near Boston. A musician, among other things. Wonderful, wonderful man. That'll be coming up. But let me just give you a couple dates and anniversaries and see what's going on before. I believe we have a special guest coming in. That's right. We have a special guest named Tim. And if he's listening right now, three buildings away, I think I can see him on the roof over there. And he was going to come and talk to him a little about farming experiences that he's had up in Chatham. He's Columbia County homegrown. So, before Tim gets here, let me just read out a couple of birthdays. It's the birthday of Elizabeth Cady Stanton. If anyone knows, that was one of the earlier workers for women's suffrage. She was born in 1815. She helped organize the Seneca Falls Convention. Elizabeth Cady Stanton, fighting for the rights of women way back. And it's the anniversary of 1991, Indonesian troops massacred 150 nonviolent demonstrators in Dili, East Timor. I believe that's where Amy Goodman first got a journalistic kickoff, actually, was in East Timor. She helped break that story. It was sort of unknown at the time, if I'm not mistaken. And the Indonesian troops were going to town there on nonviolent protesters there in 1991. On this day, in 1839, the first U.S. anti-slavery party called the Liberty Party was founded. In 1969, on this day, Seymour Hersh revealed the extent of Lieutenant Calley's actions at My Lai. And a lot of the actions that happened in My Lai in Vietnam, it was a massacre the United States military partook in. They were documented in the Pentagon Papers, and the subsequent attempt at cover-up was well documented in the Pentagon Papers, which was released by whistleblower Daniel Ellsberg, worked at the Pentagon for the RAND Corporation for years. But in 1969, Seymour Hersh revealed through investigative journalism. So we got to give a shout-out to Cy Hersh there on that one. Let's see. Jules Leotard performs the first flying trapeze act on this day in a circus in Paris in 1859. So I just had to add that story because if anyone knows, they can call me. But that must be where the leotard is named after. Good old Jules Leotard. Okay. Lobsters are moving to their offshore waters today, apparently. I think that's according to the Farmer's Almanac. How do they know that? But today's the day where the lobsters move out to sea. It's the birth of the Baha'u'llah. The Baha'u'llah is in the Baha'i faith. And I don't know if that's like the main... I don't know a lot about the Baha'is, but apparently it's important figure's birthday today with a lot of apostrophes. It seems like folks in the Baha'i faith enjoy apostrophes, and I'm not sure why. But I'll get back to you on that one. It's the birthday of Neil Young. Neil Young, born in 1945. And in 1840, August Rodin was born. What else is happening? It's on the religious front. Yesterday was Martin's Day, St. Martin's Day, otherwise Martinmas. Before the Gregorian calendar, this would have been coincided with Halloween, actually. So a lot of the St. Martin's traditions that folks practiced throughout the times were very similar to the Samhain, which took place around Halloween, the Samhain traditions. This is real interesting. This is ag-related, folks. Check this out. So on St. Martin's Day, apparently they'd do something called bleeding for St. Martin, where a rooster was killed and blood was sprinkled on the threshold of the four corners of the house to ensure prosperity for the household for the coming year. And then the rooster was eaten. Pretty interesting. St. Martin was a Roman soldier, and he... came across a beggar, apparently, and he took off his cloak, the freezing cold beggar, under a tree, and cut his cloak with his sword in half and gave half his cloak to the beggar. And then St. Martin went on to found a monastery where monks lived in caves carved out of a cliff. And he served as kind of a model for Western monasticism. He lived between 316 and 397 A.D. Obviously, it was A.D. if he founded a Christian monastery. I would think it would be A.D. And he was born in Hungary. Interesting thing. Ag-related, another part where he was said to have been killed in a mill wheel. Rough way to go. And so there's a tradition on St. Martin's Day so that no work involving turning a wheel was to be done. That means you can't go anywhere by cart or car. You can't work on a mill. I guess like anything that involves a wheel. That means the wheels, yeah, not a lot you can do on St. Martin's Day then. Anyhow, it's a... holiday that traditionally has been celebrated by honoring the virtues of sacrifice, sharing, giving, and peace. So I thought on Veterans Day that would be definitely appropriate to be thinking about peace. For sure. So I'm going to read an old Irish, part of an old Irish poem for you. It goes like this. Deep peace of the running wave to you. Deep peace of the shining stars to you. Deep peace of the flowing air to you. And deep peace of the quiet earth to you. Here's a song on Veterans Day. Vietnam vet. Whoa! Pat Scanlon here. Enjoy. To the Ag Show.
In the morning, grab some coffee on the go. In the car, sit back, turn on the radio. An attack outside of Baghdad, another chopper down. Flags will be at half-mast in the center of the town. The evening news comes on the TV. Two Marines are killed by Planet ID. They attack the convoy, blew a hole in the Humvee. Two Marines are killed, two families left to grieve. Our men and women are dying overseas. In a war that was starting, that didn't have to be. The brightest and the bravest just coming of age. Where is the anger? Oh, where is the rage? Where is the anger? Oh, where is the rage? A gray box draped in red, white, and blue. On a tarmac lies a soldier we hardly knew. Brave and patriotic, just 19 years of age. Story in the paper, section B, second page. Join the army to be all he could be. A college education, otherwise would never be. Never thought he'd be dying on some foreign shore. Another army chaplain is standing at the door. Our men and women are dying overseas. In a war that was started, that didn't have to be. The brightest and the bravest, just coming of age. Where is the anger? Oh, where is the rage? Where is the anger? Oh, where is the rage? The honor guard stands proudly by the grave. Parents weeping softly bow their heads and pray. Taps echo in the distance is the only sound as the patriotic soldier is lowered into the ground. A young mother and child all alone. A daddy and a husband who's never coming home. A flag up on the mantle with the medals that he wore. A picture on the table, sad memories of war. Our men and women are dying overseas. In a war that was started, that didn't have to be. The brightest and the bravest, just coming of age. Where is the anger? Oh, where is the rage? Where is the anger? Oh, where is the rage? We go about our business day by day, giving little thought to a war so far away. From the clergy we hear silence, from students not a sound. Poor kids become soldiers, their boots upon the ground. Politicians meet in hallowed halls. While they debate, another soldier falls, a helmet on a rifle, an unnecessary fate. Another gold star mother at the cemetery gate. Our men and women are dying overseas in a war that was started that didn't have to be. The brightest and the bravest just coming of age. Where is the anger? Oh, where is the rage? Where is the anger? Oh, where is the rage? Where is the anger? Where is the rage?
That was Pat Scanlon, Vietnam veteran, 1969. Where is the rage? He's from Veterans for Peace, as a matter of fact, on this Vets Day. Those guys were marching in Boston, as a matter of fact, just yesterday. They went to the Faneuil Hall there. There have been a lot of issues. I think Democracy Now! Reported here on WGXC. We are Democracy Now! This morning reported on, I think in Washington, they were denied the right to march and gather for peace on the Veterans Day, well, day before Veterans Day. But it was overturned by a court. Some judge said they're allowed to gather and march for peace. So good for them. Good for VFP in Boston. And this also going out to all veterans and all victims, all casualties of war. So onward and upward, it is the Ag Show you're listening to right now. And what else is happening? What else is happening out there? Farm to Table Co-Packers is open up in Kingston. USDA certified 30,000 square foot in Kingston packing facility. That's right. This is going to be a key ingredient to local agriculture coming up in the future. That means that local farmers are going to be able to bring their products down to this packing facility to make frozen foods, packed foods, and whatnot to go through for the winter. Processing is an issue for a lot of smaller farmers in our area. And this facility supposedly is going to be revolutionary in that area to provide over 60 local farms the service of packing, as well as 45 private label food companies are going to be part of this endeavor. It's about having value-added products from the farm and giving those directly to the local consumers. We are working on local agriculture in Columbia and Greene counties. And anywhere you see the possibility to do so, I would urge folks to do it and support your local farms. Local farmers, we're really lucky to have them. Let's see, on a not-so-great note, Proposition 37 was defeated soundly in California. The Just Label It campaign lost in their attempt to require California to label any foods that have genetically modified organisms in them, or any product which is genetically modified, by putting this product as GMO. So consumers can have a choice and know which of their foods have GMO products in them. Very controversial issue. An action, a legislation that, of course, Monsanto, dare I utter the words, and others who are propelling this genetically modified technology forward at an alarming rate, definitely do not want to see it. They don't want to see any requirements to label the food, although it seems like polls show that 75 to 85% of consumers are in favor of having it labeled. However, over $46 million was spent to defeat the measure. $46 million spent by corporations to defeat the labeling campaign. Of course, Monsanto's in there with the big bucks, as well as major companies such as Coca-Cola and Kraft and all the rest of these big, huge food companies, which unfortunately have bought out smaller organic food companies such as Earthbound and Kashi and foods that you and I quite possibly consume. Organic, natural foods, which are owned by parent companies that help fund the effort to defeat labeling. So we'll keep you posted on that one, see where the labeling movement goes. And really what it comes down to is taking a look at this technology, taking a look at the current effects of the past 10 years of the genetically modified crops. You look at what they've done, what they've accomplished, what the results are. Try to look at it scientifically, objectively, do the studies, look at the effects of some of this stuff on livestock, for example, on lab rats. There's a lot of, unfortunately, I don't support experimentation on animals. However, there are shocking results resulting from experiments with lab rats, especially on the effects of glyphosate, which is the main ingredient in Roundup, which is the herbicide sprayed on the GMO crops that are herbicide resistant. Roundup ready corn, Roundup ready soy, Roundup ready whatever. So we want to keep an eye on the effects of glyphosate. So far, it does not look too good. So I am super excited because I am heading out to Wisconsin on a road trip for a biodynamic conference out there. The annual biodynamic conference is taking place in Madison between the 13th and the 14th and the 17th. And we just had a guest walk in, actually, as a matter of fact. So before I start ranting about the biodynamic conference, biodynamic agriculture is very important for me. And I love to talk about it because I feel like there's a lot of potential in the practices of biodynamic farming that can help serve as a solution to the major, major environmental and consumer problems that we have, consumption issues that we have in agriculture and so on. So keep you posted on that. The name of the conference is Sacred Agriculture. You can look it up. There's some pretty amazing speakers, presenters, workshop leaders, and a huge contingent from Columbia County going. I'm not sure who's going from Greene County. What's up, Greene County? Got to get more involved over there and report on what you guys are up to over there on the ag front. Love our Greene County farms as well. Love our Greene County woods as well. And we will keep you posted. I'll let you know what happened at the BD conference. The Raw Milk Freedom Riders will be there, as well as Nourished by Nature. These are folks who are heavy, heavy into the food sovereignty movement. They believe that we are allowed to eat whatever we want, or we have the right to buy, to sell, to produce, to consume foods of our choosing, especially if we think they're more healthy, such as raw milk. And there have been major, major issues going down, SWAT team raids, federal lawsuits, all sorts of people going to jail just for trying to drink or and or produce raw milk. Yeah, you wouldn't think that this is such a dangerous, dangerous issue for the state. However, they do not like farmers taking matters into their own hands. And this goes both ways, too. More on that later. So there's a walk for peace and truth happening in Madison on the raw milk front, as well as other issues. So we'll get back to that one. I'm going to play another tune here, and then we're going to talk to Tim. Tim's going to tell us a few things about, well, who knows, llamas. He has a little bit of experience with llamas, alpacas. I don't even know what maybe he knows what the difference between alpacas and llamas are. I don't know. But that aside, we're just going to chit-chat with Tim before he has to go right back to work again. I'm stealing him for a minute. And let's see. I think what I'm going to do is play a quick tune, and then we'll get back to you.
Champ of the amplified sound, swimming in this art on up the boogie down. The Reuben Rod squad flew angles toward the point. Could a widow group of bugs slam a gang of funky joints? The proven's in the moving of the baggy clothes at the dimly lit clubs where flop the milk duds. Hip hop enzymes with pride kicks inside, dig the threads.
The nappy heads bobbing over beats that sleeps with ghetto slang. No sirens, just felts and wax from ghetto brains. The cosmic child's hit with dance inducing kits like the bunk out of and shit. The ancestors grin cause rap is getting fat. To some of them it's grim, cause it's youth be having gaps. So save all the cares, put down your nappy hairs, cause the beach is giving life like air. The flyers fly bids is swelling the inside. The locust low kids let their glocks in the ride. Hoodlums in the house getting they flams on, cause even Pete's got some clout when the funky jam's on. Get free, get free.
Funk is free, funk is you, funk is me, funk is us, funk is free, funk is you, funk is me, funk is us, funk is free, funk is you, funk is me, funk is us, funk is free. Insects at the joint, no flam, just kicking it. Wiggle with the fruits over by the liquids. The slick kids is down, the fives passed around. We try to get the group, but recognize the loop. The strobe light is out in the crowd, dig my speaking. Who you see freaking is the native pleasure seeking. I came in the door, I said it before. Jams make me kite, if they slam, then it's life. Remember this?
Yo, silkworms chillin', butterflies chillin'.
A cool lady bugs.
We giggle with the thugs. The world is in here, cause expression's under here. I love my pears. Euphoric black jam makes euphoric black man. A kid I didn't know slapped his fingers in my hand. A wisdom caught my eye. Damn, my jams fly. Honeys with some cuties. Someone have a hootie. Getting free. Get free.
Funk is free, funk is you, funk is me, funk is us, funk is free, funk is you, funk is me, funk is us, funk is free, funk is you, funk is me, funk is us, funk is free.
I think every mom and dad should say to their kids, be free, be whoever you are, and do whatever you want to do.
Free.
Funk is free, funk is you, funk is me, funk is us, funk is free, funk is you, funk is me, funk is us, funk is free, funk is you, funk is me, funk is us, funk is free, funk is you, funk is me, funk is us, funk is free, funk is you, funk is me, funk is us, funk is free, funk is you, funk is me, funk is us, funk is free, funk is you, funk is me, funk is us, funk is free, funk is you, funk is me, funk is us, funk is free, funk is you, funk is me, funk is us, funk is free, funk is you, funk is me.
Okay, a little Diggable Planets on the Ag Show, folks. Mixing it up here Monday afternoon. We got Tim in the house. What's up, Tim?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for climbing off the roof and smashing stuff apart over there by Park Falafel, which is actually where I'm supposed to be right now. It was great. I could look out the window and see you out there. I'm like, oh, I hope he comes over. We need to talk to him about... So you grew up in Columbia County, right?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, and... Actually, we born on Roxbury Road, is that right?
Well...
Or grew up partly there?
Grew up there, yeah.
Which is really funny because my first farming, true farming experience as an adult, that is, is 16 an adult? Maybe I wasn't an adult yet at 16. Well, let's just say post-college adults was at Roxbury Farm at the time was on Roxbury Road, which is now the farm at Miller's Crossing. Great friends of ours, the Cashins over there. And but at the time, John Paul and the good folks and myself in 97 were working at Roxbury Farm, and you were living next door, and I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
How about that? Now we're working together. That's funny. So you grew up next to the Cashin Farm there.
Yeah.
And so you have kind of farming in your roots, sort of just by virtue of growing up.
Yeah, I've just been around it. I haven't really... Yeah, I've just been around it. My aunt has a farm, and I grew up near that farm.
Okay.
So I've just been around animals, and I'm an animal lover, so I've just been just been around it my whole life a little bit, you know.
Where's your aunt's farm?
My aunt's farm is on Bell's Pond Road. It's called Blackberry Hill Farm.
Now, let me guess. Is it in Bell's Pond?
Yeah.
Yes. God, I'm good. So Bell's Pond. It's called Blackberry Hill Farm. What does she do there?
Well, she has llamas, sheep, rabbits, chickens, some horses, and, they do lots of different stuff, but I think primarily it's for the wool from the sheep and the llamas, mm-hmm. So they get that all the time. And then they get the maple syrup, eggs, all kinds of different stuff, you know?
Yeah, sort of like a well-rounded operation.
Yeah, and mostly the fur, and then the rabbit fur, and they spin that into yarn, and then my cousin makes bags with it and all kinds of different cool stuff. You know, all kinds, because you can use it for all kinds of different stuff, and it's really warm.
Alpaca wool is really good, I've heard. Yeah. It's so obviously really warm.
Oh yeah.
And so, what would you help out with the llamas?
Mm-hmm.
So that's just like second nature. You'd help feed them, muck out the stalls, all that good stuff.
Give them water. Just like, yeah. I mean, I have a lot of respect for farming because I know it's just a lot of work. It's your life, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, you can't, those animals need to be fed every day. And I just loved it because I just loved being around, I just love animals. So I love being around the animals and just that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. So.
And what's it like? So do you ever see births or?
Yeah, I've seen,
births.
I've seen some llama births.
They come out tall. Those are tall animals, man. What is it like to see that? I never saw a llama being born.
It's definitely an interesting experience.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
how old were you?
Oh, I had to have been like 6 or 7.
Yeah. It wasn't like traumatizing?
No, I was always just like, didn't bother me. It was definitely an interesting thing to experience, but I don't know.
The funny thing is, I got a confession to make. I'm not ashamed. But the first calf, when I was a wee little kid, the first calf I saw being born, like we were all gathered around, it was like, the calf's going to be born, here it comes. You could see it like poking out. I could see like this thing coming out. And all of a sudden, this thing just slid right out. I was like, like right on the straw. And I subsequently just slid right down to the floor of the barn and fainted.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I was like, whoa. I don't even know why. It didn't, like, gross me out. That wasn't the reason. It was just, like, really incredible experience. I think it was so powerful. Just this thing coming out of this animal, like a little baby, and starts moving, you know. It's just...
Yeah, I don't know why it didn't faze me, but actually, now that I remember back, one of the... Not traumatic, but it was something that I remember vividly was... one of the times it was stillborn, llamas was, yeah, and they tried to revive, and that was more traumatic to watch them, you know, fight for this animal's life, you know, because it was very much where it was like, you didn't have a big window of time to try to save its life, and it didn't survive, so that was more, you know, and I felt bad for the, you know,
for the mom,
yeah, and that was the only time I've ever seen, like, the llamas get upset, too. Like, you know, some people say they spit and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, some people are like, oh, don't go around llamas because they spit, you know? And, like, I never had a llama spit at me ever. The only time I ever saw a llama spit was when it was giving birth. And it was, like, freaking out, yeah.
And what was the spit like? Is it, like, whoop, too? Or do they, like, gush water out in a stream? Like, how does a llama spit? I only saw it in a Tintin cartoon once, and it didn't seem realistic to me.
It's powerful. They're just like, just like, I mean, it's not like they hawk a loogie or anything.
Right. But. Like, hawk a loogie. I haven't heard that one in a while. So like, how many yards do you think? Like, 10 yards? Or?
Yeah, they definitely
have. Oh, really?
I don't know how many yards, but, I mean, it's definitely powerful, and you definitely know that they're not messing around when they do that. You know what I mean? You get a lot of respect for the animals, you know?
Yeah. It's all fun and games until they spit in your eye.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like I said, though, I've never seen...
I wonder what the PSI, I wonder what the pounds per square inch is on that.
It'd be interesting to know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's great to... I'm just so unfamiliar with llamas, and the fact that there are people around here farming with llamas, it's becoming a more and more... Alpaca and llama farming in our areas, I believe, is becoming more and more prevalent. I read an article up in Washington County, this big llama farm, alpaca farm. And, I guess they're really hardy, adaptable animals, good-natured.
Mm.
So you enjoyed working with them?
Were they social?
Awesome. They come up to you and, like, look for food and stuff?
Yeah, they're like awesome. Was, like, the best part was just, like, petting them and hanging out.
Did they ever nip your shirt or anything?
Yeah, they would mess around. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, the little horse, like a horse would do or something. Like
yep.
But it was all, they were always kind. They're always kind animals, you know?
Nice. Yeah, pretty amazing pack animals. Suited for the mountains of South America, I guess, so they can, like, climb really well. And mm-hmm. It's amazing that they do okay up here. I wonder if they ever get, like, homesick, genetically homesick somehow. If they want it colder or... I don't know.
And then they have... where they'll put like a llama or two in with like the sheep, and it'll protect the sheep.
Oh,
which
really?
Is kind of interesting. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did not.
No. Yeah. So that's
so I guess the coyotes and stuff not really like messing with the llamas because they're so big and.
Yeah, the llamas will protect. That's they just put a couple llamas in with the sheep and it wow. protects them. Yeah.
So just they'll take a coyote on or something.
Because
I know I've heard a lot of farmers even this year losing coyotes are losing sheep to coyotes.
Yep.
I think the coyote populations are gaining back again. I'm not sure.
Well, I think the sheep are more defenseless.
They're just dumber.
And
sorry, sheep. No offense, but your guys are pretty dumb.
If the llama kicks you or something, you know.
Oof, yeah, you don't want to mess with those llamas. So they're highly intelligent. They can be aggressive when attacked.
Protective, yeah.
Protective, rather. Not aggressive, but self-defensive.
Mm-hmm.
And sheep, yeah, man, what's up with the sheep, man? I've seen them do some pretty wild things. I read about it.
You ever see them where they eat?
Where they, like, kneel down on their legs and kneel on their... Yeah, they're pretty funny. I remember getting in trouble, actually, as a little kid. Like, we had this brilliant idea to go ride the sheep.
Oh.
And so we, like, went, like, a bunch of us and, like ran after them and tried to, like, jump. We were little enough, so it wasn't an issue of, like, physically damaging the sheep. We weren't going to, like, break their spine or anything. So, because we were little, we just didn't know. But I remember my dad getting so mad. He's like, "You guys, you have no idea. You can't do that." He's like, "You're going to give them heart attacks." I was like, "What?" He's like, "Sheep are the most scared animal on the planet, and they are prone to heart attacks more than any other animal. Like, you could literally scare the crap out of a poor sheep and
kill
it."
They're sheepish. That's where you get the word sheepish. You know, you can't just run up to them. They'll be like,
man. They can be really tasty, too. Sorry for vegetarians out there, but are you a vegetarian?
No, I actually would like to aspire to be. But,
really?
But nope.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to wean off the meat.
Yep. Well, yeah, the other thing I heard about you, this is a terrible ag story from Australia, actually. This happened several times where, you know, huge amounts of sheep would literally go, like one would go towards the edge of a cliff and then fall off somehow. Yeah. And then the other sheep would start like a stampede.
Because they thought like...
Like that sheep is going, then a couple more go and fall off. And then they're like, you got to follow, you know. Like,
they're just following the leader,
they get scared. And then all of a sudden, like a whole herd of sheep will go, like commit suicide off the cliff. But it gets better because after the first like group of sheep fell at the bottom of the cliff, it created like a pile of fluffy sheep.
Uh-huh.
So all the other sheep that fell on top, they were landing and had a soft landing pad.
That's so bizarre.
Half the herd survived because they bounced and ran off. But the first half didn't make it. It's awful. Isn't that terrible? I'm sorry for sharing
that. That is weird and bizarre and awful.
Oh, man. Where are we going? Anyways, Tim, should we play a song?
I think we should play a song.
So what did you bring for? You brought a song in from the job site. What song is it?
It's Back Down South by the Kings of Leon. Pretty popular band right now, but I like the song a lot.
It's a popular. This may be one of the few times, folks, that you hear popular music on the Ag Show.
But they're
so
a good band.
Oh, I believe you. You got a good taste. And by the way, you are a musician, aren't you?
Yes, I am a drummer. I've been playing since I was 4, and I'm 21 now.
Well, for crying out loud, we got to get you up here with a drum set and some boys.
At some point, that's got to happen.
Get the boys up here.
It's going
to
happen.
Tell your guys that WGXC supports local music to extreme extents. And we'd love to have you guys up in the studio at some point.
Definitely, man. It's going to happen.
Okay. Well, rock and roll.
Awesome.
This is the Kings of Leon, brought to you by Tim Morrison, talking farming here.
Woo.
Homegrown Columbia County in the house.
Yeah, boy.
And this is the Kings of Leon called what? Back Down South?
Yep.
We're going back down south, folks, because that's how we do on the Ag Show. Enjoy. Kings of Leon, Tim, thanks for bringing that.
Yeah, no problem, man. I like that song.
That was called Back Down South. Wasn't what I would consider popular music. I always have this idea of pop, Mueller, as like pop music, but God, it's so funny labeling music. It's so hard to do these days and probably shouldn't be done. Yeah. If it's popular, it doesn't necessarily make it popular music.
Doesn't make it bad. Just means
right.
A lot of people like it, so really it's
that's right.
Good. Well,
it
not necessarily, but
you would think. But that was good. Thank you for bringing that, Tim. Tim Morrison talking about llamas and all sorts of good stuff.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I just wanted to report also, I reported on Proposition 37 in California being defeated. The Just Label It campaign did not pan out in the ballot initiative, unfortunately.
I can't believe that.
Monsanto won.
I can't believe that.
I know. I guess their advertising campaign paid off. I mean, it's something we really got to consider, especially with elections and stuff. The issue isn't unlimited spending and unlimited money going into elections, in my opinion. The issue is, why does that money become so effective? And how does that money become so effective?
Yeah, somebody's
so there's payoffs or something.
Yeah, somebody's getting paid off.
But there's also advertising. There's billboards. There's signs. There's TV ads. There's stuff coming in your mail. There's public relations perception management campaigns to such great extents that they're actually forming your mind without you knowing it.
But I just can't believe that people wouldn't want to know if their food has been genetically modified or not. I mean, right. I definitely want to know. And almost everyone I talk to would at least want to know, you know, at least have the option. Yeah. To know what they're getting, you know?
Right.
Because, I mean,
it's like ingredients, you know? They had to label ingredients on stuff if they were putting
the nutritional facts. Yeah, they had to start doing that.
And all your ingredients. So you can't put, like, arsenic in your candy bar without having to label it on the candy bar so that the parent can be like, oh, this has arsenic in it. Maybe I'll get the granola bar instead. But yeah. Anyhow, but on the other front, on the other ballot initiative front, this election, agriculture related, was Colorado and Washington State. Are you aware of what happened there, Tim?
Yeah, I heard about that. Good news. Yeah.
For many folks, perhaps even for the food sovereignty and independent minded folks here at the Ag Show, this could be considered a victory of sorts, but the ballot initiatives in Washington State and Colorado dealt with the legalization of marijuana. And those passed. So apparently marijuana is now illegal for it's now legal for recreational purposes and not just medicinal in the states of Washington and Colorado.
Thank God.
So we'll see where that goes. I do have a prediction, however. I think the feds are going to react somewhat negatively. I think they might get their feathers ruffled a little bit about this one, stepping on their toes.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
Because they still have federal laws. And so I have a prediction that there may be some sort of storm brewing in Colorado and possibly Washington involving the feds and the state authorities. But the states seem pretty adamant about going forward with their plan to actually all out dispense with the green product. I don't know. Any thoughts? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think I'm definitely going to see it legalized throughout the whole country. I think in my lifetime, I'm 21 right now, and I think it's a good thing. And, you know, I don't see how it can be a bad thing. You know, people drink alcohol, and that's legal. And we know how negative that has been on, you know, drunk driving accidents and, you know, you name it, all the different negative things that come from alcohol. I'm sure many people know in their own lives and growing up with people who are alcoholics. And I just think it just makes sense to have marijuana legalized. Especially for medical use, because, I mean, some people just need it to survive from that. But, I mean, like, just on a logical or... It just makes sense to me. I don't see how people don't understand how it should be.
Yeah. There seems to be a pretty effective propaganda campaign still being waged on that one, which dates back to the 30s and 40s, actually. The feds coming down on this one. Their movie Reefer Madness. Did you ever see that one?
Yeah, that's funny, isn't it?
The lady goes psycho and, like, jumps out of the second story window or something.
Complete propaganda.
Just hilarious, actually. She's like, ah, and commit suicide because she's baked or something like that. anyway, so yeah, we'll keep an eye out and be reporting on that one for sure. Seems like the general trend seems to be going towards relaxation of these laws. Even in New York, with these harshest in the country, the Rockefeller drug laws were aimed at putting as many people away for any drug infraction possible. Pretty unfair stuff. They've finally relaxed some of those, and believe it or not, it's semi-decriminalized in New York State.
Yeah.
So small amounts of marijuana, that means under 28 grams, under an ounce, is not criminal.
Yep.
So what's really interesting, and the main reason I'm bringing this up, is not just because it's a crop, but because it's going to affect the agricultural landscape of those two states, Colorado, Washington.
Yeah.
It's going to affect the marijuana trade, which we now know is involving a lot of Mexican gangs, or so they are telling us, that these violent gangs and numerous deaths on the Mexican border are largely related to marijuana and other drugs, and maybe arms smuggling as well. But just think about what kind of power that would take away from these gangs.
And then the tax revenue. I mean, I correct me if I'm wrong, I think marijuana is the biggest cash crop in the world.
It could be.
I think that.
I don't know. I know poppies are up there.
It's got to be one. It's one of the biggest. You know, cash crops.
Yeah, it would make sense.
I mean, it would make sense for New York. I think we need the tax revenue. Wouldn't you say?
Your state's broke. Tax it and instead fix of just, a couple potholes. No pun intended.
instead of just the criminals, quote criminals, you know what I mean, or the gangs making all the money off this.
That's right. Might as well the governmental gangsters get their cut too. I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
All's fair here. So yeah, we'll keep you posted on the legalization front, folks. It's interesting. And back, you know, hemp. We got to do a show on hemp, because hemp is very interesting history. I mean, this is a huge industry.
Rope,
in the United
paper.
States. Sales. All sorts of clothing.
Oil, right?
Oil, hemp oil. You know, the seeds, I guess, are good for stuff, too.
Yeah.
You know, states like Kentucky, for example, used to cultivate this stuff. 90% of the crops in Kentucky at the time, like in the 30s, I believe it was, where it was hemp. Huge field of that stuff. And then the government completely banned it, except for the stuff they're allowed to grow and some special whatever. I don't know where their government fields are for hemp, but that eradicated a lot of self-sustaining agricultural practices for a lot of farmers when they did that.
Yeah.
So we wanna bring back hemp too. Let's see. Maybe we'll play another song. What do you think? Should we play another song?
Yeah.
Here on the Ag Show. My goodness gracious, how does that happen? We've squandered another hour of your time, as they say. It's almost time to say goodbye. We'll stop ranting and blabbing here. We're going to play a little music. You're listening to the Ag Show. We got Tim in the house. Tim, thanks again for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
I really
you,
appreciate chatting with you, so it's not just me.
Thanks for having me.
All right, here you go. Some Michael Franti. Enjoy, folks. Uh-huh, it's the Ag Show.
Uh-huh. 1, 2, rock the hair world. You know you got to put up a fight. Hair world, you're rumble in the jungle tonight. Hair world, keep bringing it the rest of your life. You got to put up a fight. You got to put up a fight. Hair world, you know you got to put up a fight. Hair world, you're rumble in the jungle tonight. Hair world, you're running for the rest of your life. You got to put up a fight. You got to put up a fight. Boom, boom, there's a battle going on in this earth. Every day, work, school, death and birth. There are 6 billion people on this earth. Can you tell me what every single life is worth? Take a step, look around and see history. My weapon and my method is no mystery. I didn't come here to cheer, I came here to rock. To smash the empire with my boombox. You got to let go of remote control. 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 Hey, world, you know you got to put up a fight. Hey, world, you rumble in the jungle tonight. Hey, world, keep bringing it the rest of your life. You got to put up a fight. You got to put up a fight. Hey, world, you know you got to put up a fight. Hey, world, you rumble in the jungle tonight. Hey, world, keep bringing it the rest of your life. You got to put up a fight. You got to put up a fight. Hey, world, you know you got to put up a fight. On a universal mission like a meteorite. Satellite, laser beam, with you in their sights. And with the Patriot Act, they took all your rights. Don't ever doubt the power of just one mind. Or the worldwide power of just one rhyme. Don't ever doubt the force of the baseline. Or a record going round to burn the house down. You got to let go of remote control. You got to let go of remote control. You got to let go. You got to let go of remote control. Hey world, you know you got to put up a fight. Hey world, you rumble in the jungle tonight. Hey world, keep bringing it the rest of your life. You got to put up a fight. You got to put up a fight. Hey world, you know you got to put up a fight. Hey world, you rumble in the jungle tonight. Hey world, you're running for the rest of your life. You got to put up a fight. You got to.
Okay, it's been another Ag Show. Take care. Thanks for listening. WGXC 90.7 FM.
This is Owen.
And Sam. And Bernie from Horse Lords. And you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM. Acre, Hudson, Catskill. Hands-on creative community radio.
Bet you're going fishing all of the time. Baby going fishing.